Good morning. Well, we've kicked off the last week of trading for the Australian financial year, and yesterday the Aussie market started off well, fell back towards the close and only closed 4 points stronger. But European markets were up, a first opportunity for the European markets to react to the rescue plan for the Italian banks. We now know that the Italian government will be helping to fund the 17 billion euro to help some banks survive while wrapping up the businesses of two of their older banks. If we also look at news out of the UK, we now know that they've been able to form a government, the Conservative Party making that pact with the DUP. And on the back of this, we'll now see that Northern Ireland will receive £1 billion over the next 2 years. If we have a look at movements in the UK, the airline stocks did well, and airlines were in focus in the US. After a good start, we saw some of those airline stocks giving back a bit of ground. The new news coming through on the screens that the US Supreme Court has handed down a victory to the Trump White House on their travel ban. They will look at this case in full in October. But what we've seen now is them saying that six of the states that were included in the foreign nations ban will have to show that anyone entering the country from those nations has a bona fide relationship or reason for entering the US. In other news, we saw that Facebook shares came under pressure. There's rumours circulating that they're in talks with Hollywood studios on producing their own original content. A lot of people concerned because this is already a very active market with a lot of the new internet rivals coming into this space. And Nestle seeing their share price moving higher after the billionaire activist Dan Loeb and Third Point came through and spent $3.5 billion on buying a stake in the company. Overnight, we saw Arconic down by 7%. Now, Arconic is the manufacturer of the cladding panels that were on the outside of the Glenfield Tower. And we did see their share price falling by 7% on news that they've actually pulled this cladding from the market. And we had Hertz seeing their share price rising around 15% on news that they might be looking at a joint venture with Apple for driverless cars. If we look at the commodity markets, well, the gold price was down around $17 an ounce at one stage, closing down around $12 an ounce at $1,243 an ounce. And the oil price at the moment moving higher after its weakness over last week's session, now at $43.48 US a barrel. The Australian market this morning was set for a 1 point gain at the start of trade. We do have the census data coming through from 2016 to watch out for today. And the Aussie dollar at the moment at 75.84 US cents.